This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming to movies, TV shows, and pop culture to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you by WGNRadio.com with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Payne here, live from the MVP Studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. Apple's annual fall product event was today, and executive editor at CNET News, Ian Schur, is going to join me to recap all the announcements and products. Thanks for joining me, Ian.
My pleasure.
What's the coolest thing coming out right now for Apple?
You know, it's really interesting. Apple is changing the way that it's selling its phones in a really fascinating way. Last year, you may remember, Apple announced two different phones, the iPhone 8 and the iPhone 10. And the iPhone 10 was being marketed as kind of the next generation, next step, you know, whatever the future is now, right? And they charged you an extra $200 to get it, right? It was the first iPhone that they were selling for $999 to start. And this year, they really went full bore on this. They actually announced three different iPhones. This time, they have the iPhone XS, which is the upgrade to last year. It is still $999, but they have a max, quote-unquote, size, which is slightly larger version. It will start at $1099, so that now is all pushing on the $1,100 price barrier. And then they offered a iPhone X for the lower end, which is at $749, and it has, for example, kind of a, it doesn't have the same cameras, it has a lower quality screen, stuff like that. But otherwise, all the internals are the same. So they're really trying to see how far can they push on how much we're willing to pay, while at the same time making sure that they have this new technology like the face unlock and all these more advanced chips available for people who are used to paying $650 for their phones instead.
I was watching the Apple videos and I couldn't help but look at the cool camera, and they were boasting it was the A12 Bionic chip. Now, the low end, the 749 one, will it have that, like all those features, or no?
Yeah, it has all the same internal chips. That's really what's fascinating to me, is that Apple, just like they did last year with the iPhone 8, the iPhone 8 had the same internal chips the iPhone 10 did. It was really whether or not it had the same screen, if it had the new face unlock and stuff like that. So this year's strategy is very similar. The iPhone XR, which will start at $750, it doesn't have as high a quality screen, and it doesn't have those two cameras, right? So it isn't able to do as good quality of images. But if you are someone who's not a photophile and you are also not really terribly worried about having the best look on your phone, you're going to end up with a pretty good phone for $750. That's what Apple's kind of trying to sell you.
I'm a big video game fanatic, and I've never known Apple to be about video games. I've always gone to PC or console. But, you know, here today, they had Bethesda there, and they were talking about the Elder Scrolls The Blades, the new game, mobile game they're going to come out for the iPhone. When did Apple start doing this? When did they start wanting to get into the gaming portion?
You know, it's really fascinating. In a way, Apple has always tried to push really hard on the gaming world. And what's been interesting is it's only been recently in the last, I'd say, 5 years that the video game industry has really taken them much more seriously. So when Apple first announced the ability to write apps for their phones, this is back in 2008, they actually, the first thing they showed was a video game. And some of the top game apps that came out in 2008 were video games. So fast forward 10 years later, you now have huge video game studios like Bethesda, who makes the Elder Scrolls story games that are some of the most well-sold games ever, announcing a brand new game specifically with the iPhone in mind that they're going to be releasing. And this is just part of a strategy that Apple is continuing to push on. They know they can't compete with the Xbox or the PlayStation fully, right? Because, among other things, those devices are much hunkier and bigger, and they have better chips, but also they are designed to work in your living room. But Apple is starting to push really hard. And by the way, if you look at the rest of the industry, they're starting to look in this direction. Look at the Nintendo Switch, right, which is a handheld video game system, and it also plugs into a TV, but it's really the size of a tablet, and it's able to produce killer games like you had the Zelda game that came out last year, Breath of the Wild. It was one of the games of the year by many people's standards. It's those types of things that you start seeing more and more, and I would not be surprised if Apple really starts to kind of hit a stride here with the video game industry. Maybe not this year, maybe not the year next, but in the near future, it's going to be a lot more of a heavy hitter here.
Another thing I was really excited about is the augmented reality. I know you said we may not see too many games, but will we see more apps dedicated to augmented reality?
Apple certainly hopes so. They are working with a lot of different people to try and push the idea of AR. And by the way, they're not alone. Facebook has been pushing pretty hard on this. Google has. I mean, this is one of those next generation ideas that all of the tech industry seems to be chasing in one way or another. So for Apple, it's because they have such a well-regarded system for building apps, and the App Store, of course, is hugely successful. A lot of people have been testing out different ideas. You have IKEA, who has the ability for you to plop in like a sofa in your home, right, and look through the phone screen, and it looks like the sofa's right there in the right size in your home. You're able to see what your home would look like with it in there. You see a lot of these different attempts at apps that really try to take information that would be on a computer screen and marry them into the real world in a really interesting way. One of my favorite stories we wrote on CNET a while back was about how Facebook actually worked with artists to create special art installations that only showed up when you held your phone up to the wall. So you walk over to Facebook's headquarters, you see this little plaque that says there's an art installation here. You pull out your Facebook app, you point your phone at it, and suddenly you see this amazing visuals that are hanging off the wall. It's stuff like that that's really fascinating.
Besides the iPhone, they also were announcing some stuff about the Apple Watch. Could you break down what it was?
The Apple Watch is, they're trying to push a couple of different areas here. One of them is that they are making it bigger, so they are actually making the screens bigger and the physical size a little bigger, but also they are trying to change the way that the watch actually collects information. So they have new sensors in there, including an FDA-cleared electrocardiogram sensor. Sorry, I'm learning how to say that. And a technology that will actually detect when you fall, which is likely to be very popular among people who might have those first alert necklaces and stuff like that. Now you may decide, well, I want an Apple Watch instead. It also has a phone built in. So it's going to be really interesting to see how people respond to this. And also, by the way, Apple's continuing to push and say, look, we're not just one of the most successful smartwatch makers out there, but we are pushing the technology barrier further and further.
Now, are there different versions of the Apple Watch, or is it just one?
So there are two different versions. There's a bigger and a smaller version. And for the most part, they are pretty much the same. It's really about the size of the screen. And they are also going to continue selling the older Apple Watch that came out last year, the Apple Watch called Series 3. The new one's called Series 4. And, you know, the pre-orders are going to start for Friday. So it ships September 21st. Prices start at $400 for the new models. And, look, it's not the biggest seller in the world, but a lot of people would like to have Apple's problems of selling so many of these watches. The data that's been coming out that we've been writing about on CNET shows that this is the size of some entire businesses, and Apple's really pushing hard on this.
Before I let you go, I have to know your opinion about this. There is a bunch of leaked photos leading up to the Apple event, and I have to know, do you think that they spoiled anything, or it was just as good?
We've gotten used to seeing a lot of leaks out of Apple, even though they actually have often said, you know, we're going to double down on secrecy, and we are, you know, that they have this aura of being the super secret place. In fact, for the most part, a lot of their announcements get spoiled in some way or another these days. Last year, this happened as well. So it's not so much of a surprise anymore. And for the truly nerdy set, right, myself included, yeah, we're a little disappointed that there wasn't anything particularly new here today. But at the same time, a lot of people who are not as clued in are going to be interested, right? I mean, just from seeing kind of people talk about it and talking to normal people, they want to know what Apple's doing, and they're not watching every one of these rumors. So for them, this is going to be pretty interesting.
Well, Ian, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate you being here. For those listening, where can they find more information about you?
Oh, of course, on CNET.com every day. And then I'm also on Twitter at Ian Scherr. That's S-H-E-R-R is how you spell my last name.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Subscribe, rate, and comment at masonverapaine.com. That's MasonVeraPaine.com. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.